Have you ever climbed through 3,000 feet on a cross country, noticed the engine running a little rough, and thought something was wrong? I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern, right here on Radio Hangar, and today we're going to fix one of the most common bad habits I see in student pilots, and honestly in a lot of certificated pilots too. We're talking about leaning the mixture. This one comes up all the time. I'll be sitting right seat with a student on a cross country. We level off at 5,500, and I watch them set cruise power but never touch that red knob. Full rich all the way in, and I'll ask, "Hey, what about the mixture?" And they look at me like I just asked them to rewire the panel. Nobody told them, or somebody told them once, but it sounded scary, so they just left it alone. Here's the thing, running full rich at altitude is not the safe choice. It feels safe because you're not touching anything, but it's actually working against you, and by the end of this segment, you're going to understand why, and you're going to feel confident pulling that red knob back on your next flight. Shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot? Instrument? Commercial? They've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let's start with what the mixture actually does. Your engine burns a combination of fuel and air. At sea level, the air is thick and dense. The full rich position delivers the right amount of fuel for that thick sea level air. But as you climb, the air gets thinner. There are fewer oxygen molecules in each cubic foot of air entering the engine. If you keep the fuel flow the same, you end up with too much fuel for the amount of air available. That's called running rich. Now, a little bit rich is fine. Your engine actually runs cooler when it's slightly rich of peak. But when you're at 5,000 feet or higher with the mixture shoved all the way in, you are way past a little bit rich. You've got so much excess fuel washing through the cylinders that three things happen and none of them are good. First, you lose power. That sounds backwards, right? More fuel should mean more power? No. The engine makes maximum power at a very specific fuel-to-air ratio. When you dump in too much fuel, combustion becomes inefficient. The engine can't burn it all. You're actually making less horsepower than you would if you leaned properly. I've seen students pick up 5 to 8 knots of true airspeed just by leaning the mixture at cruise altitude. 5 to 8 knots for free, just by pulling a knob back an inch. Second, you're wasting fuel. And fuel costs money on a 4-hour cross-country in a Cessna 172 running full rich at 7,500. Instead of properly leaned, you might burn 3 to 4 extra gallons. At current avgas prices. That's $25, $30 you just dumped overboard. Do that every flight and it adds up fast. For a student pilot watching every dollar, that matters. Third, and this is the one that actually scares me, you're fouling your spark plugs. All that excess fuel leaves behind lead deposits on your spark plugs. Avgas has lead in it, and when the engine runs too rich, those deposits build up fast. Fouled plugs cause rough running. Rough running causes a mag check that doesn't look right. A mag check that doesn't look right causes a maintenance call, and now you're paying for a mechanic to pull and clean your plugs because you didn't lean the mixture. So, how do you actually do it? Let's walk through this together. The most common method in a training airplane is lean by exhaust gas temperature, or EGT, if you have the gauge. But a lot of training airplanes don't have one, and that's fine. You can lean by feel, and here's how. Once you're level at cruise altitude, and you've set your cruise power, slowly pull the mixture knob out. Go slow. Maybe a quarter inch at a time. Watch your RPM in a fixed pitch prop airplane like a 172 or a Piper Cherokee. The RPM will actually rise as you lean. The engine is getting more efficient, burning cleaner, making a little more power. Keep pulling slowly. At some point, the RPM will peak and then start to drop. When you see that peak, push the mixture back in just a tiny bit, maybe an eighth of an inch. That puts you slightly rich of peak, which is where you want to be for cruise. If you do have an EGT gauge, same process. Pull the mixture slowly, watch the needle climb. When it peaks, enrichen just slightly. About 25 to 50 degrees rich of peak. That's your sweet spot. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The mixture is not a set it and forget it control. If you change altitude, you need to re-lean. If you climb 500 feet, lean a little more. If you descend, enrich a little. And here's the big one that catches people. Before you add full power for a climb, you need to go full rich first. Always enrich in before you add power. Always. If you're leaned for cruise at 6,500 and you decide to climb to 8,500, push that mixture full rich, then add climb power, then lean again once you level off. Now, when do you start leaning? The pilot's operating handbook for your specific airplane is the final authority, and you should read what it says. But as a general rule, most manufacturers recommend leaning anytime you're at 75% power or below in a typical training airplane at cruise. You're almost always at 75% or less. Some instructors teach a rule of thumb that says lean above 3,000 feet means sea level. Others say lean above 5,000. The real answer is in your POH. But here's the practical reality. If you're doing pattern work at a field that sits at 200 feet above sea level, yeah, full rich is fine. But if you're doing pattern work at a field in Colorado that sits at 6,000 feet, you absolutely need to lean or that engine is going to run terrible. Density altitude is the real driver here, not just the number on your altimeter. Let me give you a scenario. You're a student pilot on your long solo cross country. You depart your home field at 1,000 feet MSL, climb to 5,500, and level off, you set 2,300 RPM for cruise. The engine sounds fine, but it's a hot day, and your true airspeed is 10 knots slower than what the POH says you should be getting. Your fuel flow is higher than planned. You're burning more fuel per hour than your navlog predicted. If that cross country has three legs and you didn't lean, you might land with less fuel than you expected. That's not an emergency, but it's an unpleasant surprise that proper leaning would have prevented. The examiner is looking for you to understand mixture management on your private pilot check ride. It's in the airman certification standards under cruise flight. They want to see that you can lean the mixture appropriately for the altitude and power setting. They're not going to ask you to do anything fancy. They just want to see that you know the red knob exists and you know how to use it. I've seen applicants fail to lean during the cross-country portion of the check ride, and while it might not be a bust by itself, it tells the examiner that you don't fully understand how your engine works. And that opens the door to more questions you might not be ready for. One more thing that trips people up. The mixture on the ground at high-altitude airports, you should lean on the ground too. If you're taxiing at an airport above 3,000 feet elevation, lean the mixture for taxi. Your engine will thank you. Just remember full rich before you take the runway for takeoff. Make it part of your before takeoff checklist. Mixture full rich confirmed, then go fly. And if you ever have a moment of doubt, remember this. Running too rich won't destroy your engine immediately. It's not going to seize up if you forget to lean for one flight. But running too lean can cause real damage. So when in doubt, err on the rich side. The cost of running a little rich is extra fuel and some plug fouling. The cost of running too lean is detonation and cylinder damage. That's why we lean slowly and conservatively, and that's why we stay on the rich side of peak. This one's simpler than it sounds once you've done it a few times. On your next flight, just try it. Level off, set cruise power, slowly pull the mixture back, and watch what happens. You'll feel the engine smooth out. You'll see the RPM bump up, and you'll realize that little red knob is one of the most useful controls in the cockpit. This segment drew on the Cessna 172 Pilot's Operating Handbook and the FAA Airplane Flying Handbook for the Engine Management Fundamentals. More episodes and show notes at RadioHangar.com. I'm Pattern. Go lean that mixture. See you next time.